This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.
Hi, podcasters.
Hey.
I'm back.
Hello. Hey.
For the moment. Ooh,
there it is. Your voice really warmed up today. It started off, I was questionable as to whether it would make it through 3 hours of the show, but it's actually sounding pretty delish.
I'm the Jimmy Barnes of radio listening.
Have you ever had to stop because of voice, Grant?
Oh, your voice wouldn't work?
No, yeah. Have you ever had to stop recording or do any of your stuff?
If you give away like a car and cash in one big night where when it's super excited and you're on the hard sell, often the next three shows after that are very, very
borderline. Give us that. Give away a car now. What do you do? Back off the mic.
Okay, you're ready to go.
Okay.
For a brand new car, is there answer on the board?
Wow.
You did it! You got the car!
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew O'Keefe. Oh, it's so great. We love Deal or No Deal.
Thanks so much. We love Chase. We love the Chase so much.
I kill you.
Yeah, I kill you.
He loves Feud and Just Cuts more than us. We're third in line.
Do you love Just Cuts? You're
doing well to put yourself third, just quite.
Yeah, you got race car driving.
Fourth.
Jeez,
okay.
His family's in there as well.
No, it's about work-wise, idiot.
Oh, right, okay.
God, I love that the family didn't crack one or two, though.
Race car driving is number one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's in my heart and soul. It's what makes my heart beat.
Okay. Oh, shut up.
That's nice.
So sincere.
Got to have a passion.
Yours
is the opera house. Yours is filling out the opera house.
Passion for fashion.
Yeah, got to go.
See you.
Bye, guys. Have a good podcast. Enjoy it. I'm back. Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready,
set,
go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six and that intro is once again correct. Back to our full complement. I don't know, how's this going to go? M, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Woo. Welcome back, Dal.
Sorry to break up the bromance that's been going on the last week.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Now, listen, what's wrong with your...
How you feeling? How you feeling?
There it is. There it is.
I'm fine. I'm not fine. I have fluid on my right lung. I have pneumonia, but I'm on the mend. Yep. It's going to take 3 weeks. I've had it, I reckon, for a week and a half. So I'm okay.
I don't feel great.
I feel like I probably should not have come back to work today.
You don't look sick.
Thank you.
You don't.
Power of makeup. No, I'm good. I'm glad. I was so bored. This is the first time I've been out of bed, really. I mean, there's been a few ventures out the front yard.
You know when you feel crook and then you finally, eventually muster the courage to go to the doctors and the doctor gives you the news? How did you react?
Oh, I cried. I'll tell you about it later. I actually felt really validated by my doctor.
Yeah.
Like, it was good times. And to be able to go home and wave that certificate in front of my family, so it's pneumonia. Can't do that. But I'm back. I've got my Sydney shows next week, so obviously that's been top of mind that I'll be okay.
Singing?
Oh, I cannot croak a note. Okay. And I've been coughing up things that can only be described as biblical.
That's good though. You're better out than in.
Isn't it? Is that the thing?
Better out than in.
If you're coughing up the green stuff, it means your lungs are getting better.
That's exactly right, because it's expelling all the badness inside it.
Good morning to those having their breakfast.
Yeah, the fact that it's bubbling at the same time is, wow, what a creation.
Yeah, really crackling. It's amazing.
Grant had a nut clusters a cereal this morning for breakfast.
Did ya?
Breaking news.
Do you not find that overuses your jaw? I get a sore jaw if I eat nut clusters. It really fatigues up the top.
I don't like a nut cluster.
You don't get a sore jaw?
I like to work on the strength of my jaw so you get those sort of Tom Cruise dimples that when you sort of clench your teeth as little muscles flex.
Okay.
I was told that was sexy once, but that's what I aim for.
Nut clusters.
Wow.
There you go. If you want that great Daniel smile.
If you want a nice strong jaw, get some nuts in your mouth. So.
Tom Cruise.
Look at that jaw. Look at the jaw on Tom Cruise.
That's the most muscly jaw I've ever seen.
Pink Tickets, Lyrical Gangsters on today. We're going to talk to Ricky Lee after her performance at the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony.
Peak Bogan, Ricky Lee.
Yeah, you're calling it Peak Bogan.
I'm so proud of her.
Interesting.
It was amazing.
And a new song. I thought that was very smart. Launch a new song at the Commonwealth Games.
Sing the old stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the hits, don't you, when you go to one of those events?
Come on, mate. Don't force your new song on us.
Okay.
I'm sure it's great. But I want to hear I need it rain. Ooh.
Is it rain, that song?
No,
rain,
don't do it. Save it.
Such a good singer. Opera House, look out.
And young Luke McGregor is going to join us today, comedian who is also a germaphobe. We're going to hit him with the results that you missed yesterday, Em. The filthiest places from 10 to 1.
He legitimately is. Grant and I are funny ones. He is the real deal.
Oh, mate, I've lived with the bloke. I can...
Oh, my God. And he lived together?
Oh, my God, yeah. We had a great time.
What a combo.
Great time.
Look, in terms of those results, there's a reason why I'm now currently wearing a raincoat inside. It is terrifying.
Yeah, there are some... as germaphobes, watch out because it ain't good. But back in a moment with What's the Superior?
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
What's the superior first album / single you bought with your own money?
Lived for a Brash's voucher. That's all I ever wanted. Okay, every Christmas, every birthday, yeah. Brash's voucher.
Of course.
And I invested a lot of my early money in music. So the first single I bought was this.
Oh, good choice. Yeah.
Rocks it.
Did they have another song?
They had heaps of songs.
No, I mean on that single, the single. Did they get a B-side?
I think there was... The reason I bought it because there was a karaoke version on there.
Wow.
That was the instrumental.
Oh, that's clever.
And I always used to look for that so I could be Roxette. But my first album, obviously, was just Ring Jack. John Farnham.
Dania, oh my God.
Oh, I'm actually frightened. What was it?
Hey. Chumbawamba? No, it wasn't around then.
Was it Lee Kernighan?
No. Boys from the Bush was a great track.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
How did I know that you would know that?
But I wanted to maximize the value of my first one because I had to save up for it myself. So I wasn't prepared to go and just like get an album and then just really only want one or two tracks. So I waited for the very first like compilation albums
to come
out.
Or like a summer of 89.
Good. Yeah.
So now.
87, Right on Track, it was called. And it was just chock-a-block full of killer hits, including this.
Boom, boom, boom,
let's go back tonight.
Oh, my God.
What a song.
Yeah.
Having a 10-year-old just run around the lounge room singing those lyrics out loud really is one way to freak out your parents.
That's what you want.
Yeah,
That is a good
Slice
song.
Of Heaven was also on there, Dave.
Oh,
Dobbin.
Yes.
Slice of Heaven's
Foot
on there.
Foot Rot Flats.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. That's
what was yours?
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
We are kindred spirits on a strange level.
Are you joking?
Yeah, oh, mate, what a song. This is a...
Iron Car,
yeah. Well done. Yeah. This is... What a song that was.
Agreed.
But I didn't care for the film.
What?
But I cared a lot.
How did you hear this song without the film?
No, I was in the... I think my sister was older than me and she was into the film.
Yeah.
And so the film was on and I just was like, geez, that's a song.
I could just... You would have been what?
That's a song.
7 or 8?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Not many 7 or 8-year-old boys would have been...
I know. No,
I
believe I was the only one.
That is a beautiful thing.
I do remember my friend, he had...
Twirling? How did you dance to it? What'd you do?
No, it's not power walking.
A gymnastic ribbon?
Marching up and down the house. Yeah.
Manly guys. Yeah, Manly. No twirls here.
Sure you guys aren't related?
Maybe. Yeah. And then my mate of mine was into Bad Medicine, I think it was, from Bon Jovi.
Yes.
And I just remember thinking, mate, this guy is an idiot. Why wouldn't you be on What a Feeling?
Yeah, 100%.
What are you doing, you
He's
idiot?
The man here.
So that's the game we're playing. What is the superior first album/single you bought with your own money?
And what's the prize?
Sorry?
What's the prize?
Oh, good question. Yeah. I thought you said, what a surprise.
No.
And I was like,
I want to know what I'm going to win if I'm bothering to call these three idiots.
Well, you're lucky because you've got something great. Thank you, Benny, but I've got it here. Taronga Zoo.
Oh.
It's bustling with all kinds of baby animals this school holidays, including 2 meerkat pups and 20 Featherdale gliders. A family pass.
Oh, that's good.
Is going to get themselves out. But also for all of our friends that we speak to, while you've been away, I pumped up the promotions. It's been great. They've gone and got us heaps of good stuff. So there's tickets to... There's lots of good movie tickets. Yeah. I've got some $50 vouchers to that delicious burger joint, Milky Lane in Bondi.
Fantastic.
Heaps of good stuff. 13-10-60. What is this superior first song/album you bought with your own money? What's the superior song/album, the first one you bought with your own money? Jay from Lithgow, take it away. What was it?
It was Original Prankster by The Offspring.
Is that the one where it's got the line in it, he wanted a 13 but they drew a 31? Is that one, Jay?
No, that was...
What's that one?
No, that was off the album before.
Ah, now... Oh, is that Green Day? I always get Green Day and Offspring confused.
No, you're right. You're right with Offspring, but just not that song.
And where did you pump it, Jay? Where did you pump that bad boy?
Just at home.
Yeah, just at home.
Yeah, he's a little kid.
Yeah, you're in a...
Yeah, just a little kid. Not even in his Walkman, because this song came out in 2000.
2000.
Yeah.
I feel like that music's gone. Style of... No, I'm just saying disappeared from our consciousness. That style of early noughties...
Marshmallow's not ripping out some...
No.
You know what was weird around that time? My mum became very, very attached to Millions of Peaches... Peaches. Strange. She was like a woman in her 40s around the time that came out.
The President of the United States.
Yeah, and she just became obsessed with that song.
What about it?
I don't know. Wow.
It was a novelty. There were a lot of novelty songs at that stage.
Millions of peaches. Just like, she really likes peaches, guys. Kirsten in Kellyville, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm with you, sister. I love this song. what was the first single or album you bought with your own money?
It was a single. It was on cassette tape. It was Accidentally Cali Street.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Friend tape. Cali
Street, where friends and strangers sometimes meet. Accidentally Cali Street, I never thought life could be so sweet.
Ding, 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 ding.
Angie Hart.
Yeah. I think it was accidentally released.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Says the guy, yes. Boom, 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 with the most amazing music takes, Chub Thumping Tumblewumba, number one song.
Hey,
sorry, Bob Dylan.
What happened to Angie Hart? She has such a pretty voice.
Yeah, she's
Why didn't they have more songs, Frente?
I think they did. I think that was just the one that struck gold.
Yeah.
You know?
It was friendly.
Great. Remember she sat on a park bench?
I did. Uh-huh. And then the Late Show did a piss take of it with Jane Kennedy in the Amy Hart role.
It was.
Michelle from Warunga, Amy. Michelle from Warunga.
What Hello. Was your
first record, first song?
Well, this says something about my age, but it was Do They Know It's Christmas on a record. And yes, I saved up to $8 to buy it.
$8. Jesus.
In now,
$80s
money, that is $30.
That is a lot.
That's
and did
exactly
you do
right.
that because of the charity element or for the sort of ensemble element of it?
Oh, no, we just love the song. My friend and Chloe and I just played it in her room over and over. Yeah.
I love it. You is and
this,
Chloe.
Is this the one where the story goes that when, is it Chris, Cyndi Lauper's in that song? And they had to keep stopping. Quincy Jones is the...
No, that's the American one.
Yeah.
The American
We Are The World.
No, this is the UK one. This is the Bob one. Yeah.
Bob Geldof did it.
This is Uncle Bob.
That was We Are The World.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, yes.
Tanya from Blacktown. Tanya, what was the superior first album you bought with your own money? Tan?
Why is that not working?
Oh, Tanya. Oh,
it's a goodie.
We are trying to talk to Tanya, but we can't. Oh, it was Bon Jovi. Oh,
she's gone.
She was going to do some Bon Jovi for us. That's a shame.
Crossroads still has the CD. God, that was good. Was a good album.
What was on Crossroads?
Crossroads, I could tell.
Shot down the blaze of glory.
Nah, can someone give me a set list for Crossroads? Hey, I was thinking this morning driving in, is there a way we could set up Hey Google, Hey Siri, Hey Alexia in the studio and it could come up live on Answers?
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Oh, that's what, Keep the Faith, Living on a Prayer. That's why it's a good album.
Wow.
It had the songs on it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Have we got Tanya on the line now?
Hey, Tanya.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dog.
Best album, first album. First album is?
Yeah, go Tanya, what was it?
Yeah, Bon Jovi, Crossroads. Keeping the Faith was a jam. And I still have the CD.
Yeah, Living on a Prayer too. That was a cracking album.
What an anthem. They're anthemic. Tanya, Tanya, you win today. Congratulations. You got the family pass.
Yay,
to Taronga
Zoo.
Hey, everybody else that we spoke to gets themselves some movie tickets. Well played, everyone. That's that thing when buying an album. How many songs, good songs, did it need to have for you to buy it?
One.
Jeez.
Oh, do you want to see how many good songs there were on Crossroad? Living on a Prayer, Keep the Faith, Want a Dead or Alive, Lay Your Hands on Me, You Give Love a Bad Name, Better Roses, Blaze of Glory, Bad Medicine.
It was Bon Jovi's,
all of them.
It was Bon Jovi's Thriller, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was such a good album.
That's almost greatest hits.
Yeah, pretty much.
Heard it here first.
Jeez, everyone's excited.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
While you've been away, Young Grant Denyer has flourished. It's his first time ever with a full-time radio job.
Is it because I wasn't here to keep a lid on him?
Can we just say, oh, we missed you terribly, and maybe you weren't here to possibly keep me on the path to perfect radio.
Oh, Jesus, what so have you done?
Yesterday, well, just
you
loosen
didn't go
the
to
reins
a press
a
conference,
bit.
Did you?
No, nothing like that. Just rode radio bareback for a bit.
Okay,
mate, I don't know if you know what bareback means.
No, I don't think I do by the sound of your tone.
Sort of horse space, I would imagine.
No.
Yep.
So we were speaking to Troy Sivan's mum yesterday because Grant's daughter wants to be a YouTube star and she was giving us tips.
Good get on Troy Sivan's mum.
Yeah, it was Benny's idea and she was such a nice lady.
She is lovely.
Gosh, she has really good advice as well. Monitor the comments, maybe disable them, make sure you're across what they're putting up and who's responding. It was great. It's really good.
Yeah.
However, after that, then we had to try and work out if Grant knew a Troy Sivan song because he was being a bit quiet about it.
I love Troy Sivan songs.
Well, so does Grant. Troy Sivan, your favourite Troy Sivan song, Grant, didn't
you? Oh, the music one. The one with music in it where he goes, oh, hang on, let me get... La-na-na-da to be whoa.
The day the music died, write it down. It's today. Today is the day. The music died at 7:38 of Wednesday, the 4th of April. Cause of death, G. Denyer. Dead on arrival.
Hey, Alexa. What's a Troy Sivan song?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Youth is a song by South African singer and songwriter.
Yes. Oh, so she knew. Thank you, Alexa. That's enough. Stop.
Alexa's on the desk.
Yeah.
He's also. I had to go to the bathroom. I've been busting all show. Hadn't had a chance because every time I look up at him, I go, "Hey, mate, you know what's next?" He goes, "Hmm." He was using a rundown on his side of the desk yesterday.
Yeah.
From the 24th of March. So I'm trying to get back from the toilet, and I wasn't going to make it because I misjudged the time. So I'm not here to back announce.
Oh,
it was quite simple.
What the hell?
This happened.
It's Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed, and I'm stepping in because Ed is still running back to the studio, and Grant was a bit unsure about what to do.
Hey, man, I was ready to talk about the Commonwealth Games.
Back announce the song, you moron.
So supportive. Back announce the song, you moron.
And so... But the highest moment.
Oh, it gets higher?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Oh, God.
We stepped inside.
Let me get in position.
You assume the position because here comes Denyer with just regaling us with the story of the sexy, fun times that take place inside the Denyer household when the lights are off.
You got it out all the time at home.
It's in the right time when it's just me and my wife.
Yeah, that's nice.
Freak the entire family out. But
what's it doing? Is it a trick? Is it just
swing it back and forward? I swing it in circles, left to right. I can make it slap each thigh. So I go one side to the other side. One side, I go slap. It's so fun.
He's doing it now.
See, told you I could do it.
He's showing you now.
Talking about?
You missed me, didn't you?
He's talking about little Denyer.
What?
Yep.
Were you I thought you were just being a little bit cheeky with some sexual in your endo.
No,
I got sucked into that.
You were
story
talking about
quietly.
Your dick?
No.
Grant.
Well, I didn't put a name on it.
Oh my God, I'm away
I
for
gave
one
it an
week.
Action, but not a name.
This is what he's been doing.
Now all I can visualize is that little flat ass just waving around, just doing circles. Just, oh.
Welcome back.
Can you feel the breeze from here?
Oh, disappointing.
Human fan.
Why is Kieran in here? I'm very confused.
Internet Kieran's here because...
Is that what we're calling him?
While you've been away, he's been pitching this and he's got it up. It's a segment called Clickbait, whereby what was happening was...
Sorry, where's the intro?
No, it's coming. You'll see. It's more of a sort of an ambient, this one. So the way this works is every day he'll be pitching things to me in the corridor. Hey, this is on the internet, that's on the internet. I don't care. But now he's going to do them live.
Okay.
And if we... So all aboard the SS Clickbait.
Oh, nah. No, sorry, beautiful. I was clearly away.
It's already sailed.
The ocean is beautiful out here, isn't it?
What a view.
Look at this. Look at the vistas. A seagull.
Yeah, please. There's actually seagulls in it, Grant. You don't need to add them.
Sorry.
So you do your own, mate. And what happens is, Internet Kieran pitches one of his clickbaits. And
what am I? How am I in a boat right
now?
Yeah,
we got on the SS Clickbait.
Has it got a pool?
Yeah,
can I do a floor show later?
You can. Yes. Yeah, there's a theaterette.
Are there old people or young people on this boat?
There's it's more of a cruise vibe, but it's sort of like young couples.
Okay, I'm there.
Look at that.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, the penis colada.
Mount Krakatoa. And what happens is Kieran pitches an internet story, and if we like it, we bite. And if we don't like it, we get together and we chuck it overboard.
God, you've really exhausted yourself here. Well done.
I've had a great time. Take it away, internet, Kieran.
Adele has a new job and it isn't what you expected at all.
I mean, I want to bite straight away.
I love Adele.
So we all know Adele. She's never
mind. I don't think you need to reset Adele, mate.
So we all know Adele.
So we all know God. Like we were of Jesus, God's son. Carpenter, long hair, beard, dyed.
Yep. Well, she has married her best friend, Alan Carr. Here's a little bit about them two chatting on TV.
This is a bit like a normal Saturday night for us, though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
She comes round my house every Saturday. We used to watch X Factor.
Yeah, when I weren't working,
Yeah, all right, I'm not saying you're unemployed.
Them two just chatting on a UK chat show, they're best friends, whatever. She got ordained to actually be the person who marries Alan and his boyfriend.
Oh, so she's a celebrant.
Oh, celebrant.
She'd be a great celebrant. Oh, she'd be a laugh after a few rosés, Adele.
And cheap, because she could then sing too. Yeah. So that's good.
She's two for one.
She took to Instagram and showed herself off in a long white dress.
Too much. Move on. Yeah.
Next one. Yeah. The Commonwealth Games athlete we all need to love has arrived.
Mm. Ooh, I'm in.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm in. Bye. Yeah. Geez, he's done well today.
So the Commonwealth Games arrived last night, as we know.
Real sand.
And when we were going through the African nations last night, Kenya were walking out, and I just heard Bruce McAvaney, I couldn't find the grab though, Bruce McAvaney saying, this guy is known as Mr. YouTube, because his event is javelin, and he learnt it off YouTube.
Oh my
Kenyan javelin, fantastic.
We're looking out for Julius Yigo, and he's actually pretty good at it.
Very, very squat and powerful. Oh. Fabulous run up. Very, very fast arm from Yigo. Oh, that looks big. It looks huge. Yigo has gone out way, way beyond 90 metres.
Wow. He's the living embodiment of my theory. If you watch something for long enough, you can do it.
It's true. Yep.
It's like how I feel about the archery.
Yeah, well,
ballroom dancing.
Mate, get on.
Yes.
Well, you got one more.
What is it?
Prince Charles had no idea what his everyday kitchen item was.
Nah, don't care.
Overboard. Next.
There could be some bad news for Offspring, the TV show.
Don't care. That was it. Maybe I would have cared in 2014.
Oh, you got no more?
We're done.
That was good. That was fun.
You told me to prep four.
I'm going
to
go off and I'm going to do the all-you-can-eat buffet and hopefully not get salmonella.
I'm playing that stupid game with pushing the rings, curling, but on a deck.
I hope there's a swim-up bar, guys.
Thank you. Luna Park, Sydney Rooftop Cinema, wireless headphones is back. Buy online now, rooftopcinemasydney.com. You get yourself tickets to that and you get unlimited rides at Luna Park. You've got to get the next line of the song exactly right. Straight to Nicole from Manly. Nicole, are you feeling confident?
Being first off the bat, maybe not 100% confident, I'm good.
We had a first-time winner the other day, so let's go. When it stops, you sing.
I don't know if I'd get this one.
Thanks for the confidence.
I know. I'm sorry, honey. Really but I just read it and I'm like, that's obscure.
I'll need to hear it.
If you can't get it, I think I might struggle.
It's all right, baby. Here we go. Waiting for someone
who needs me. Hormones racing at the speed of light. Oh, no.
There's no way. This is not going off.
Thank you, Nicole. Sorry. Here we go to Shaz. From Fairfield, we know now it's Christina Aguilera, and we know now it's probably, it's Jenny in a Bottle. Here we go. Waiting for someone
who needs me. Hormones racing at the speed of light. But that don't mean it's gotta be tonight.
Yes. What?
Yeah, correct. Give it to her. Yay! Yeah, well done.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm a bit of a lyrical genius.
Yes. I'm a bit of a lyrical genius. I love that you're a bit of a genius. Good on you. That's true. You are. You got it.
Congratulations, Shaz. 22 years old, too. This song is before your time, even. So that's good historical knowledge from you. Luna Park, you're going along. Well done. Open air cinema. You got the tickets.
Guys. Original Gold Coast girl, Ricky Lee. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mal.
How's it going,
Mal? Good, mate. Hey, can I just say, I just want to take everyone back to 2004 when I first met Ricky Lee Coulter. Please. And she stood before me in a pair of bootleg jeans and she had green eyeshadow, Green eyeshadow, green scarf, green belt, green handbag, green pointy shoes.
Oh,
stripy hair.
Beautiful.
Thin eyebrows. Fine. And she was the epitome of Gold Coast glamour, weren't you, doll?
Oh, the thinnest of eyebrows.
The thinnest of eyebrows.
And I had a real thing for lime green. I don't know what was wrong with me. It was
You're a Gold Coaster.
Gold Coast, but,
yeah, from the Gold.
Yeah, and you all, and you know the funny thing is you always used to say to me, you're Sky Gold Coast. And I never knew what that meant because I was oblivious to the fact that being Gold Coast was a thing. It's just who I was. I just thought everyone was like that.
Yeah.
Until I went to Sydney and saw you in your cool outfit with your funny short hair.
It's true. But I just want to say, last night you reached peak Bogan glamour Gold Coast. You got to sing on a moving surfboard.
Well done.
Right? It was so fun. Can I tell you how terrified I was for those poor guys, their shoulders, when they said, okay, we're just going to press you up in the air now. I'm not a little light little feather, okay? I'm 6 foot tall and quite a curvaceous lady. Mm. And the fact that those poor boys had to push me up in the air, 7 feet in the air, I was very scared, but it was amazing. Nothing went wrong. I didn't fall off. It was all good.
Yeah, the new song sounded great as well.
I love that Technicolor Love. So good.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. You know, that song was actually written on the day that marriage equality passed in Australia. So there was a little bit of a nod in there.
Good nod.
Did you get a feel for the sense of the occasion? Being like a hometown girl, 1.5 billion people watching around the world. Man, did it freak you out or did you just enjoy it?
I think because we'd done so many rehearsals, we've been rehearsing for weeks, and I just, like, being a Gold Coast girl, I was so honoured to have been asked. Like, I would have been devastated if I was sitting at home watching the ceremony and wasn't asked to be involved. Yeah, I would have been crying and throwing knives at the TV.
Yeah.
But I loved being a part of it, and I really made sure I soaked up the moment. We did a couple of dress rehearsals, so we'd had done it with a crowd. There were no nerves. Other than getting a little bit excited when Prince Charles walked past me, I kind of squealed and weed a little bit in my pants, but it was really fun.
Amazing. How close did you get to the heir to the throne?
Yeah.
Like I could have touched him. I could have reached out and touched him.
I would have touched him.
I know. And I didn't know if they looked at me. I didn't know if I was supposed to, like, curtsy or I didn't know any of that stuff. So I was like, oh, shit, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I don't know what to do.
How gold. That is a great Gold Coast statement. And if they look at me, do I curtsy or not?
What do I do?
Give him the shockers, double shockers for him. Ricky Lee Coulter, new song, Technicolor Love. Well done last night. You did well. You're right. On the surfboard, I was scared for you too because they were using real sand and it could have gone underfoot anyway, but you did a great job.
And
well
you
done.
Were not lip syncing, were you?
No, I sang my face off, girl.
Oh, girl, I know. But there's all these idiots on Twitter going...
There's always idiots on Twitter.
I know, Joel. Like, and I'm like, that girl would never... She can sing. If you can sing, you sang. Oh, and she can sing, and she sang her face off.
She sang.
Bitch can sing.
She can sing.
Yeah.
Ricky Lee Coulter, congratulations.
Thanks, Annie. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
We just heard from Ricky Lee Coulter, did a great job singing her new song live. No lip syncing at the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony.
No.
But not to be outdone, we are in the presence of greatness, Em, because...
Yes.
Grant Denyer.
Game show greatness.
He sent out an email last night saying, Gold Coast Commonwealth Games opening ceremony, I hold a record. Grant Denyer, your broadcast record.
The first to broadcast live out of China ever. This is true.
Okay.
This is for the Beijing Games.
I don't know if that's... Okay.
No, it's true. Don't question it.
I'm not questioning it. It's the most boring thing I've ever heard.
Okay, well, that was a great story. Thanks for coming, everybody. It's great to have you back.
I don't understand.
Tell us about it.
No, it's a former communist country, right? So it was forbidden for anybody to broadcast live out of a country, out of China, up until that particular point. They owned all the satellite space, all the bandwidth, so nobody could ever broadcast live out of China because they wanted to tightly control every single message ever came out of that country, right?
Right.
It was forbidden. So 3 years before the Beijing Games, Kerry Stokes had set up a relationship with China.
Is that when you went to the barbecue at his house on the balcony and you were drinking Shandong? Is that when that happened?
One of the few times.
How many barbecues have you been to at Stokesy's house? Like just roughly off
not
the top
allowed to
of
say. Oh, I signed how a non-disclosure many... document.
What is he, Beyonce? And some actress has bit him on the face? You're signing non-disclosures to go, calm down, Stokesy. All right, mate.
He's a sweet billionaire, man. He's a sweet billionaire.
Yeah, but why are you making Denya sign a do not disclose? Who are you?
Yeah, you're right.
I was kidding. No, he's a very friendly bloke. They're a great family.
A great
family. So he welcomes you over and looks after you.
How many times have you been there?
Like, a couple.
What, five? Yeah, when was the last time you were there? When were you?
No, that was a while ago.
At Stokesy's.
Yeah, it's good.
Does he have a butler? You'd have a butler, wouldn't you? Like 100%. You'd have a butler's pantry, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You'd have a separate butler's kitchen. Have a kitchen for the butler to cook in to bring out to the fake kitchen.
Oh, no, the butler wouldn't cook.
Oh, they'd have a cook.
The cook would cook.
100%.
The cook would cook.
Yeah. They have chefs.
So you're in China.
Mm. Yep. So it was, we were followed everywhere for a week by the secret police. Now, if
not
at any
secret.
Point.
Not so secret.
How did you know it was the secret police if they weren't that secret?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
what does a Chinese secret policeman look like?
Well, he looks like an everyday Chinese person, but slightly more cagey, where they just sort of stand off at a distance, hiding behind like a newspaper, but just kept sort of peering.
With eye holes cut out? Did they?
Not that
advanced. Were they wearing a trench coat?
I think what you've got there.
Were they Inspector Gadget, did they?
I think, Graham, what you've spotted there is just someone reading the newspaper.
Oh, maybe it was my paranoia
well
that
spotted,
was kicking in.
Yep.
But had we said anything that was slightly controversial about the entire country, then they would immediately pull the plug. There were literally someone who would have their hand on our satellite dish link that would just reef it out if we had said anything controversial. And of course, we were threatened with going to jail if we did so, which was particularly hard. Like if we stood in Tiananmen Square, which we did live, we weren't allowed to talk about any event.
No, it didn't happen. That did not happen on Chinese Google.
We weren't allowed to say the word protester. We weren't allowed to say the word tank or oppression.
No.
If I did, boom, straight to jail.
So there goes your bit where you were going to recreate the Sher film clip, but riding a tank through.
If I could turn back
there goes that
time.
Bit.
You went there.
First person to broadcast live out of China.
That's great. When are you seeing Stokesy next? What's the next hang? Like, do you call him or is there a bat phone? Is there a Stokesy phone?
Oh, barbecue season's kind of over now. Now that sort of summer's finished.
Solid gold phone that Stokesy calls and all the channel.
Barbecue season.
What's he own? 7 or 10?
7. No, Grant's Moves Network.
Oh, you're
Grant
on the
Moves
outs.
Yeah, Grant Moves Network.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up.
Koshy took your spot, did he?
Yeah.
Hey.
No, that's fun.
Koshy's got cool. The Stokesy hookups, hasn't he? Stokesy coffee.
The next installment in our Ask Me Anything series. Grant, we've had really incredible people giving us their time and helping us understand their lives a little bit better. And today we are going to be speaking to someone who has retrograde amnesia, a lost 20 years of memory, including the identity of his wife and four children. A little bit of background on the story. His name is Wayne. We'll be chatting to him in just a moment from South Australia. And he and his wife, Charlene, were married in 2004. They've got four kids together. On January 28, 2009, Wayne was working as a forklift driver. On a really hot day, he pulled over in his truck. He passed out from severe heat stroke and dehydration. He then woke up and had no idea he was married to Charlene. He didn't even know who she was. And Wayne is on the line now. G'day, Wayne.
Good morning.
Great to have you here, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, we're okay, mate. And we really appreciate you chatting to us today because this is just a fascinating story. And I'm conscious of asking someone to reminisce when the reason that we're speaking to them is that they have amnesia. So I guess I'm going to start as something that I'm told here, taking you back to in the hospital room, just after you've had your accident. You woke up in your hospital room and your wife is there. And what did you say to her?
Well, when I actually woke up, I didn't know who she was. I thought she was just a visitor or someone that worked at the hospital.
Gosh.
And it wasn't actually till after I was told that I was married and that she was actually my wife.
How did she take that?
She wasn't good from the start. She sort of accepted it better than what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had the four kids she had to look after and that as well, so she's very strong.
Yeah, definitely. And did you remember them? Did you remember that they were your kids?
No. As far as my memories, I had no kids, no wife. I was still single.
So you'd lost 20, years of memories just wiped clean from your mind. So what was it like trying to finding out that you were, no longer a teenager? Because that's the last thing that you remembered.
Yeah, I aged a bit. It was when I was in hospital and actually went for my first shower and looked at myself in the mirror and noticed how old I'd looked. A lot more grey hairs and...
Yeah. Well, when you woke up from the accident, how old did you think you were?
As far as I remember, I should have been around 19 or 20.
Gosh.
Oh, that's a lot to process, man.
Yes. Yeah, and it wasn't easy.
And so did you still have feelings, even though you didn't know who they were? Because, you know, love is such an interesting thing. Does it build up over time? Is it an instant? Is it shared experience? Did you have any feeling towards your wife and your kids?
It was pretty easy. They come pretty natural. Oh. It wasn't sort of a stranger sort of thing. She still felt like we were friends, and we hit it off pretty well straight away.
Well, you would. You're married. You've got four kids.
Yeah.
But it is true, though, because, like, when you fall in love, that happens at a certain time in your life, at a certain period, and when you're in a certain stage of development. So if you can't remember that period, was it a bit scary that you might not love this person anymore?
That's right, because as far as I knew, I didn't have no plans on really even having kids or settling down and all that sort of stuff, but... Obviously, Charlene came along and she changed all that for me, and it was a change for the better, I must say.
How did you try and go back to your old life, or did you think, okay, let's have a bit of a reset, let's take what we had and sort of start again?
Yes, that's what I did. I sort of settled into my new life. I'm still friends with a lot of my old friends. But in that meantime, in the last 20 years, the friends that we have made, I could not remember any of them.
Wow.
Just some things like walking down the street or walking through the shops, and someone might look at you and you think, do I know them?
Yeah.
Should I say hello to them?
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't know. You would think you were possibly being rude to people you were mates with or work colleagues or anyone. It must be a weird situation, like a fog that you're walking around in.
Yes. Yes, there's so many people that you could think, do I know them or do I not know them?
So that must be deeply frustrating for you.
Yes, yes. And some of the older friends that we think we keep in contact with, we've sort of lost contact with for different reasons, and all our newer friends have given us good memories and stuck by us.
So if you were stuck sort of in the year, 1989, did you have like a girlfriend then?
No, I didn't at that time. I had a couple sort of around 16 and that, but nothing at that time.
Because that could have been tricky waking up and then having feelings for your girlfriend from then, not your wife.
That's right. It was sort of, as I can say, it's like a movie where I'd have to wake up in a movie and...
Yeah,
they've got the whole instant family and instant wife. And
yeah. So, Wayne, how did you piece it back together? Because in movies and stuff, it's always with photos. They take people back to old locations and things start to get triggered. Is that what you did?
We've tried doing that. Yeah, we've been through lots of photos, videos of her holidays and different photos of friends and stuff like that, but nothing even came back.
Wow. Even to this day?
Not until today.
And tell me something, Wayne. Does your wife and kids use it to their advantage? Oh, Dad, no, you always used to...
they have said that a few times. Oh, you used to do this and you used to do that. And I sort of scratched my head and think, hang on a minute. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you used to give me $20 every day, Dad. Come on, remember?
Yes.
Wayne, you seem to be an upbeat, happy sort of bloke. What has been the overall effect on your life, having this retrograde amnesia, do you think?
I'd say, yeah, it's just a family, like our first wedding, birth of our children, even they got the kids' birthdays and all that sort of stuff I've missed out on.
Yeah. Did you watch a wedding video? Did you have an old wedding video that you could watch or anything?
Well, our first wedding was, well, both of them have been at home.
Oh, okay.
And first one there was very few videos of it. We got sort of one, and one not bad video. But still, we went through that, went through the wedding photos and all that, but still never brought nothing back.
If that didn't work, then how did you go about building the bond again with your wife and your kids? What did you do?
Well, because she's such a lovely lady and she's so easy to get along with, and she puts up with all my stuff that I go through, that, yeah, she's made it really easy. And because my kids are so friendly and all that as well, they made it a lot easier on me. When I first got home from hospital, they were, very easy to get along with and helped out lots.
And Wayne, do you have, you were a forklift driver, and could you remember how to do things?
There's a few things I remember doing, because my very first job was a forklift driver and delivery driver. Mm-hmm. But, when it happened, I had 13 weeks off of work, and then slowly got back into the workplace, the same company, the same place.
Oh, wow.
And they were good enough to reteach me everything that I needed to know at their workplace, really good to help me get back into it.
You know what's scary, Wayne, is what triggered this massive life-changing event for you? It was simply just heat stroke and dehydration. That is terrifying.
That's right. Because when I left work to go home, I had a hot day at work. But when I left work to actually go home, I thought I'd put my air conditioner on in my car, because that whole week was like 45 and 47 degrees.
Okay.
So it was massive heat wave. And I didn't put my air conditioner on. I just put the fan on high. And as I was driving along, would have been pumping hot air into my car.
Oh, God.
And in the end, my car would have been like an oven. And I must have felt funny and actually pulled off on the side of the road.
Jeez. Well, lucky you survived. And what's interesting about that is that dehydration has caused memory loss, because normally it's too much of certain liquids that cause memory loss in people on nights out, Wayne.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. This was the opposite.
It was the opposite. But mate, listen, thank you for speaking to us today. This is Wayne Myers, lost 20 years of memory with retrograde amnesia. Grant, do you want to ask Wayne one more thing before we let him get back to his life?
Yeah, if you did not have any memory or recollection of your wife, were you at any point tempted to actually just start afresh and just build a new relationship?
That's what we basically did. We started off again and to really get to know each other and stuff like that. So,
but with someone else, or even just like find new love, you were determined to just give it a shot, were you?
Yes. Now, after my mum told me that, my wife was a beautiful lady and very caring and that, so I had no intentions of looking for anything else anywhere else.
You are the exact opposite of a lot of what we see these days, which is people looking for any old excuse to disappear and find themselves and people on the side and all that type of thing. You're a loyal guy. You're a lovely bloke. Hey, Wayne, thanks so much for telling us about your retrograde amnesia today.
No worries. Thank you. And it's just the word to get across about keeping your fluids up and not getting dehydrated.
Great call, mate. Everyone out there, keep your fluids up and don't get dehydrated, because you've seen this is the extreme example of what can happen. It's a great message. Thanks again, Wayne.
Good on you, Wayne.
No worries. Okay, thank you. See ya.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant, and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
But Em, you are back today, but
I was forced to go to the doctors, and I feel like, I don't know if it's my Italian heritage, but going to the doctors and paying for parking and what else is my sign of weakness in life? I've got a few.
Paying for parking.
Going to the doctor. Oh, mate, play the odds. May the odds ever be in your favour. I never pay for parking, ever.
No ticket.
I've had less tickets than paid for parking. Like, I'm winning.
You're ahead?
I'm ahead. In the ledger of parking life, I'm winning. And I say it as I walk away from the car, and now my kids do it. May the odds be ever in our favour. but, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like going to the doctor, you just got to make the appointment and you got to go. It's like, it's like mailing a letter. Who has time?
No one.
So I got really sick last Monday, but kind of came to work and shouldn't have, and then fell in a heap and just wasn't getting any better. And I spent all Easter in bed, not getting any better. And my mum came to see me on Monday. And she said, right, you're going to the doctors. I said, nah, it's Easter Monday. I don't want to. And you don't want to go to the doctors and put them out. But I was at the point where I probably should have called an ambulance, because my lung was going downhill. Like,
what's Scott say?
Oh, Scotty.
Everybody else.
Did he at least put some Vicks on your chest or something?
when he rubs Vicks on my chest, it just ends up fondling my boobs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Gotcha.
So, and a bench of nipples. So, anyway, she called the doctors. She called the doctors for me like I was 12. She made the appointment. And I went there and I had to get out of my pajamas, which isn't epic. And I got there and I sat down. And because it was a public holiday, it was you got whoever you got, right? You get whoever you get, you don't get upset.
What you get.
And this old guy walked out, super old. I'd never seen him for in my life. And he was not impressed. Like, I think I could have walked in and said, I've got the bubonic plague. And he would have been like, yeah, and?
I like doctors like that.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Didn't care. And I was like, okay. So, and you know what happens? I don't know if it happens to you, especially when you take your kids to the doctors. Your symptoms automatically disappear when you turn up.
It's a nightmare.
Do you know, always.
No, it's a nightmare.
So I went into the office and I sat down and then my fever spiked. Yes. And I was like, yes.
Here we go.
I've got a symptom in situ with a profesh. Ready to test me. Mm-hmm. So he sticks the thing in my ear and he takes my temperature. It's really high. I'm like, good. Yes. And then I started sweating and I got all my clothes got wet.
Well done.
You know, I'm thinking, and then he's like, I've got to listen to your chest and I got a coughing attack.
Yes.
And it was good. Rattle City. And he looked at me and he put his hand on my knee and he said, you're really sick.
Yay.
And I was like, yay. And I burst into tears.
Good.
Because I felt like I'd just been trying to be tough.
Yeah.
And I feel like I had validation from a profesh.
Definitely.
I said, oh, my God, thank you so much. Yeah. And he said, I'm going to have to give you a shot of penicillin. And so old school, like I've got scurvy and I'm on a ship.
Really?
I was a pirate.
Yeah.
And so I lay down and this is how I knew I was an old school doctor. He gave me a certificate and everything.
Awesome.
He said to me, you've got a touch of pneumonia. I had to get a chest x-ray. Sure enough, touch of pneumonia. Thank you. Just a touch in my right lung. And so this is how I knew I was an old school doctor. And this is where I'm like, is it sexually harassing or okay because he's old? I was on the okay because he's old bandwagon. Mm-hmm. He lay down. He goes, I have to put it in your bum. So I pull my pants down and he stuck the needle in my bum and he slapped my ass. Pull my pants up and he said, there you go, that'll help you.
I think it's just making the penicillin just sort of work through the system a little faster.
Is that
an accelerant? Yeah.
I laughed so hard. It made me laugh. So I walked out with Scott and I was giggling. And so I go, he just slapped me up the ass. I didn't give him any injection.
That's hilarious.
Anyone else? And you're like, oh, that is inappropriate. But I feel like this guy probably was there when they invented penicillin. So it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a slap on the ass.
We need to talk to doctors at another time whether or not that's still part of the handbook.
Because that's what they did back in the day,
right?
They did.
The slap was definitely part of it.
Yeah. He goes, wiggle your toes. Because that apparently relaxes your bum cheek. Jab.
Smack.
Up you go. There you go, love. And it was nothing sexual. It was just it was amazing.
Good on you.
Thank you.
When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve. When Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Colin Farrell voluntarily checks into rehab for just a reset, guys. He's fine.
Okay.
He has gone into the Meadows in Wickenburg, Arizona. I think that's where Ben Cousins went. I think that's the one.
Good one.
In Arizona, yeah. Mm. And he just puts himself in there, guys. It's voluntary. He's not using again.
Okay.
He just needs to do a little reset.
Sure.
Get things back into alignment. Mm. Make sure he doesn't use again.
All right, well. Good.
You're saying he's not using again?
I think that's extraordinary to check yourself in for no reason.
Maybe he just sort of feels it rising up in him,
so therefore
he cuts it off before it gets to that point.
Well, he's had a long and documented struggle with substances, and he spoke about this with Ellen about being 10 years sober.
I hate cliches, something along the lines of paraphrase them. I hate cliches in Hollywood as full of them. Things like, you know, all Irish people are overblown, drunken alcoholics. Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Farrell.
Yeah. You proved that wrong because you're sober. You've been sober how long now?
10 years, look.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay. Steven Spielberg has said the next Indiana Jones could be a woman. Ooh. I watched a Spielberg documentary on the plane. It was very interesting. Mm. He's a strange dude. I guess you have to be, don't you?
You have to be very focused and single-minded.
Yes. You could be Spielberg.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
It's a great compliment.
I wouldn't have made Warhorse.
You're focused and single-minded. Warhorse was okay, wasn't it?
Nah.
Indiana.
Now what's not being given good reviews? Ready Player One, which is my favourite book.
Oh, I saw someone. So apparently people have been going to see it, though.
Yeah, I know. Mm. He says that we'd have to change the name to Indiana Joan. Why?
He's joking. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Is it a joke?
Yeah, that's a gag. That's a gag.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a gag.
Okay.
Because Jones is already his last name.
We'd have to change the name from Jones to Joan, the director argued, and there would be nothing wrong with that.
I think he's joking.
I hope he's joking.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones 5 is expected to hit cinemas in 2020. Already confirmed, thank God, that Shia LaBeouf will not appear.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's out.
Yeah, mate.
Harrison Ford, last one he'll ever do.
Well, he's very old person.
I know. I watched 70? Him in a terrible baseball movie on the weekend called 42.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, he plays the owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers when they were then Brooklyn Dodgers. Yeah, so there you look out for that one. And finally, this is exciting. You know what, guys? I'm really disappointed with entertainment today. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to do self-analysis. Stories are lacking and boring. I didn't get them. I never get them. Friends, Monopoly is coming. Thank God. If you're a fan of the all-white show, you'll be able to get a Monopoly version of it where you can either be Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Joey, or Chandler. Will it be Rachel's handbag, Ross's dinosaur, Chandler's sweater vest, or even Phoebe's acoustic guitar? You can pivot around the table. Oh, God.
And do you buy, what do you buy? Do you buy New York landmarks?
Who cares?
Fountains.
This looks really crap.
You buy fountains. And also,
fountains, umbrellas.
You can buy Central Perk.
Yeah. You can buy Central Perk.
Central Perk, giant, oversized, ridiculous teacups that you can put soup in.
And does it seem a little late?
I was just going to say, what's next? There's MacGyver's Monopoly?
The Honeymooners?
What's happening? I don't understand.
Number 96.
Different Strokes
perhaps,
edition.
Yeah, perhaps.
All right.
Is that the best you could do when you were delving back into your memory right when you were doing jokes, Grant? Different
what's
Strokes.
What's that? Different Strokes?
Is that the best one you had?
yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm glad I'm back, guys.
No, that's
it was a good show, though. I did enjoy it.
Okay.
Number 96 was a saucy edition.
Yeah.
That was Ed's suggestion.
Yeah, that was
at least it was domestic, I suppose.
Okay.
And that is...
This has been great. That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 8:15, we sure are. Grant Daniel, official game show host. Who have you got for us this morning?
Renee from Emu Plains. Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Renee?
Yeah.
You've made it through. Are you cool? Are you comfortable? Are you calm?
I won't say I'm calm. I'm very excited. I'm very nervous.
Well, let's see if we can get you some money. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter A for aeroplane. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, Renee, your letter is A. Here we go. Name a biscuit.
Pass.
An ocean.
Atlantic.
A video game.
Pass.
Sydney suburb.
Artarmon.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A tool.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Pass.
A website.
Oh, bummer.
a little tough today for you, Renee. It was hard.
Oh, it's much harder when you're actually doing it live than it is when you're just sitting at home.
You're right, Renee. You won't get you to the UK to see Buckingham Palace, but $200 will buy you a stamp or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well, good on you, Joel.
Limited edition stamp, I might add. Thanks for playing, Renee.
Yeah, well played, Renee. Another chance to win tomorrow at this time. Our guest is wonderful comedian and actor Luke McGregor. You know his show Rose Haven on the ABC. You would have seen him in Lukewarm Sex, the multi-award nominated documentary series. And his new show, Almost Fixed It, is coming to the Sydney Comedy Festival in May. Luke McGregor, good to see you, mate.
Thanks very much.
Yay!
Buddy, that's... That's his May 2017.
Yeah,
18. I'm not actually doing a Sydney show.
Are you not?
No.
Well, you better start because I've said you are.
Oh, that's good. That's good researching.
I didn't write a new one this year. So
that's not happening.
So I feel bad.
Don't go and see Luke at the Sydney Comedy.
I mean, I can fly to Sydney if you want to. People want to see me. I can just go there.
Just do open air.
At the airport. Yeah.
That's great.
So
we're here.
I'm so sorry, Sydney.
You'll be back.
There'll be a meeting. I'm throwing the paper at the producers as we speak.
Maybe I do have one and I don't, and I'm just terrible.
Well, that's what I would
diary.
I would check your diary, mate.
Well, I'm free in May.
Might be tonight.
It might be tonight. Oh, what if it's now?
What if there's 900 people at the Enmore Theatre wondering where you are?
Amazing. I'm freaking out.
Leaky, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You are my favourite comedian. I've said that often. I know that makes you uncomfortable.
No, I appreciate it. I'm learning to embrace it.
Good. And I always encourage people to see. Unfortunately, you can't. But I know that you always come in with a story. And Ed was talking about a time where you guys went to a cafe together. And something happened at the cash register. And I was saying, oh, my God, well done on catching up, because we've been trying to catch up for about 3 years.
Yeah, for ages. Are you doing a show this year?
Yeah. I'm playing the Opera House next week.
And in Sydney?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. When I book it, maybe I'll do a show before you.
I love that.
An opener.
But we just keep making plans, Ed, and then because of our varying levels of anxiety, we just cancel it.
Always. Yeah, it's just, I don't know why.
Is there anything more exciting than someone who is as anxious as I am when someone cancels plans?
It's really nice.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Or like, it's just that release.
Hey, no birthday this year. And you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to cancel lunch. Oh, God, no, fine.
Great news.
Isn't it good
news? It's like when someone, I'm doing stand-up and someone says, Luke, I know you had 20 minutes tonight, but you're only allowed to do, you can only do 10. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, dear. That sucks. I'm still getting paid the same. What a bummer.
What on earth will I do?
Yeah.
So we're at this cafe the other day and we'd had a nice breakfast and then we rock up to the counter to pay at the end, and what happened? Do you remember what happened?
Is this the burger place?
This is the cashier place first. The cashier at the cafe.
Oh, this is the sorry, I've got so many cafe I get scared stories. this was the sneeze.
Yes. I paid because he said, "Do you want to split the bill?" We said, "Yes." I paid, and then after I handed over my money, he was holding it, and then he sneezed. The guy taking the money sneezed quite violently into basically his other hand. And then with that other hand, he then took your money and then he gave you your change with the sneezed on hand.
Sneezed on hand, yeah.
For those who don't know you intimately, you are a clean person.
Not a big fan of people sneezing on
bunny.
Things that are going to go on my hand.
And you and I both looked at each other and I thought, this is exactly what we'll be talking about when we walk out. And as soon as we walked out, there was a bit of silence and then we turned to each other and went, did you see that?
Sneezegate.
It was outrageous.
It was crazy.
You can't do that.
You got to wash your hands, buddy. You got to wash my money at the same time. Mind you, money is that. I remember I used to put coins in my mouth as a kid, but money's travelled. Money's done.
So what happened to the burger joint?
The burger joint was a guy took my cash with his gloved hand and then used that same gloved hand to start making my burger. And I went, you handle cash with that hand. He goes, what do you want to do? And I said, oh, can I have my money back, please? And then he gave me my money back with his meaty glove hand. I'm like, it was.
So you said something.
I did, yeah. I just, every time I cancelled a kebab and the airport for the same reason. Anytime I see someone touch cash and then touch my food, I always cancel.
You cancelled a kebab?
Do you really? Does it always go down well or do they arc up at you?
Oh, sorry.
For doing that?
I forgot you're here, Greg.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's little.
The other two are exactly
it's okay.
The same.
He's little. It's for, cheap shot for the cheap seat.
No, I'm so sorry. I can only see the little. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's the top of his head.
Bloody,
that's all good.
I'm so sorry.
No, move on.
He's hidden for me. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Hey, so what are your restaurant rules, everybody? What are your restaurant rules?
Hair tied back, please.
Hair has to be tied back.
It was, it all started, my kitchen obsession started when I had my dad was at a restaurant and he ordered a new steak because we wanted it medium rare and it was well done.
Oh, you sent it back?
I said, no problem, sir. And dad was walking to the toilet and he walked past the kitchen and they were kicking his new steak along the ground.
Oh!
And so dad found out And obviously, Van Ed was looking at it. This is a ghost another story. But I told the waiter, and the waiter said, "I'm so sorry, we'll get you another one." He said, "No, no, that's fine. I'm going to leave. And so it was.
There you go. All right, here we go. 13, 10, 60. What are your restaurant rules? If you're somewhere and something goes down, cleanliness wise, service wise, you know,
what's the deal breaker for you?
Yeah,
I'm leaving this restaurant.
Sending it back. Give me my money back. I'm out of here. I don't have to take this. 13, 10, 60. Your restaurant rules. The wonderful Luke McGregor, comedian, actor, writer, is with us. His new show, Rosehaven, is coming back to the ABC very soon. On 13, 10, 60, the game is your restaurant rules, because you did the hard thing to do, I believe, Lukey, when someone handled your money and then went to make a burger with the same hand, the same gloved hand. You said,
I need a refund, please.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the money could have been super clean. I didn't want to take the risk.
That's amazing.
It's awesome you did that.
It's one of the rare moments I get confidence.
Most people would just be like, oh, I'll just throw the burger out.
Yeah, because it's my my fear of the germs overpowers my my want to avoid conflict.
I love that.
So what are your restaurant rules? Jen, what's your restaurant rule?
I was at a 5-star restaurant with an 8-course degustation, and I found glad wrap in the butter.
What?
Nah. And what'd you do?
Ended up with alcohol for free because I was 5 months pregnant, so my other half drank up.
Oh, yeah, free booze. You complained and they gave you free booze.
That's a fair rule. I don't want plastic in my food.
That's pretty good.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's not too bad, actually.
Or like, oh, wow, free glad wrap too. What a bonus.
If I want to take it home.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my mum does that. She wraps up food for later in her purse.
Just keeps a little, like perishables, just little...
Steak, schnitzel.
Steak!
Potatoes. I'm not even joking. Jenny will wrap it up for later for the chooks.
Little pocket snack.
Yeah, it's unusual for the animals. It's always animals, yeah. Chantel, what is your restaurant rule?
Don't feed chicken schnitzel. Okay.
We were at a restaurant the other day, and I had this, like, amazing 6-stack pancake thing come out, and it looked like it was ready for Instagram. She coughed her lungs up all over our breakfast.
And what did you do?
I looked at her and she's like, oh, sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. A bit of a cold, mate. You sound like you're about to die. I want my money back. Not even going to eat that. She was holding the plate so she couldn't even cover her mouth, and it was just this, like, chesty, and her eyes were watering, and I went, oh, you're diseased. Like, get the Glen 20 out.
Did you get your money back?
Well, I got that and also a voucher for next time, but I'm not going to go next time because...
You're one of your enemies.
There is no next time.
Thank you, Chantel.
This is amazing.
Margaret from Bankstown, what is your restaurant rule?
Hi, I walked into a local burger joint and the guy behind the counter had exposed armpits. He was sweating. It was a hot day.
It's niche. Exposed armpits.
I like it. Like a singlet?
I love it.
A singlet?
Yeah, a singlet?
Just using the hamburger meat to pull himself down.
So, Margaret, you can't go into any restaurant. If someone's wearing a singlet, you're out.
I'll walk straight back out again.
That cancels out most of Bondi.
Yeah, that's Bondi gone. Yeah, most cafes.
Yeah, I don't have to say. Jeez, pit. I never thought about the dangers of pit exposure. You would have.
I didn't realize that could be. Now I'm going to be worried about it, I guess.
Going back through every meal you've ever had, if there was armpits that you may have seen.
A favourite tank top restaurant.
My wife, Shezzy, won't eat lettuce anymore because when she went to school camp, she saw the people who ran the school camp who were kind of hippie-ish and had long underarm hair. They would carry the lettuce to the kitchen under their armpits, under their hairy armpits onto the way to the kitchen. She to this day can't eat it.
Like the lettuces had little wigs on.
That's cute.
Luke McGregor, where can we find you online if we want to get more Luke McGregor in our lives?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't have a website.
Go to Twitter.
If you Google Luke McGregor, I'll come up for a bit, and then Conor McGregor will start appearing in all your
8:30 similar.
Exactly. See you, mate. Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sport, sport, sport. Bowls, 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 bowls. Time for Girls Talk Sport. Welcome to the studio, Amy Goggins, Goggs, Goggsy.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I got 5 last week, gang, which is not bad. It was a higgledy-piggledy result.
That's pretty good because it was a shocking round to pick, so I was kind of glad we didn't actually go to air with it because I would have had an absolute shocker.
No, I got 5. I'm sitting 13,000th now.
Oh, mate, you're killing it.
You're shooting up the ranks.
Thank you, guys.
That's up.
So we'll go quick through this one. Tonight, obviously, Raiders Bulldogs. Worst start for Raiders since 1982. They are 9-4, but still going in his favourites against the Bulldogs.
Ricky Stewart, he is fuming. He's had some words to say to his players this week. He's said they're making some soft decisions. So whether or not that'll get them going, they'll get the Viking clap happening at home in Canberra. So, look, they should be in for a big game, Canberra. The Doggies, though, they were pretty unlucky to lose against South last week. So they'll be up for a good one as well.
Well, they ran out of legs last 10 minutes. I don't think they were unlucky. Yeah. I think they were unfit.
Yeah.
So we're tipping Raiders, both of us?
Yeah, I think. Oh, no, I always go the Dogs, but I think Raiders will be very good.
I'm going Raiders. Okay, yep. Sharks v Roosters. Even though Roosters were flogged by New Zealand last week, I'm tipping Roosters.
They were. Look, Sharks coming off that fiery win against the Storm last weekend.
Ooh,
it was
feisty.
Epic at Shark Park. Cam Smith sent off for the first time in his career. I think the Sharks will do it.
Dragons v Rabbitohs. Dragons.
Hard
obviously.
To tip against the Dragons. They're having a ripper start to the season. Yep. It's got to be the Dragons. They haven't lost.
That's correct. And now we have a doubleheader Saturday. West Tigers v Storm. I'm going Storm, even though everyone thinks the Tigers are going to win the grand final. I mean, by everyone, I mean the Tigers fans.
Yeah, here's the thing. So these teams actually it's only round five, but they met in round two, the Tigers and Storm. So how's that with the draw working? It's a bizarre one. Look, I think the Tigers, boosted by the fact they beat the Storm last time, they could actually do it. It is actually Craig Bellamy's 400th coaching game, though, for the NRL. So I reckon Melbourne will try have a big one for him.
Yeah, I think we'll find Melbourne in this one. Waratah v Cowboys.
Warriors v Cowboys. I think you'll find the Warriors. Look,
did I say Waratahs?
Yeah, you did.
That's
you've
amazing.
Changed sports there briefly, but that's okay.
Warriors, yep.
I think the Warriors, they're having an outstanding start to the season, New Zealand. Mm. I think they'll be too good for the Cowboys.
4-0, I'm tipping them. Knights v Broncos.
Look, I reckon the Knights, they're at home. I think they'll do it against the Broncos. Broncos have been really hit and miss this season.
No good.
Okay, good. Titans v Manly.
Look, you'd have to think Manly too good, but again, Manly have been hot and cold. I think Titans at home, given some confidence off over that win over the Broncos last week, they could do it.
All right, I'm going Manly. Mm. I'm going the Eagles. And finally, Eels vs Panthers. You cannot tip the Eels. Come on.
All right. Look, so these teams, they met in round one. It's the Battle of the West. It's always a really good game. Look, what I want to say is, and I just want to have a little moment.
Mate.
I want to have a little moment with the Blue and Gold Army right now. Please get out and support your Eels fans this weekend at ANZ Stadium. Look, you know, they haven't had the best start to the season. Yes, they haven't won a game. But I think, you know, all things have got to turn around. And if you want to do it against the Penrith Panthers.
Panthers by 59,000. Okay, guys.
Quite a victory.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.